Blessed is this man unto whom the Lord imputed no iniquity, and to whose spirit there is no God. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moisture is turned into the drought of the summer. See, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, my iniquity have I not hid. I said I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for everyone here and those that are still on the way, all those who are on vacation, bringing them back safely. The brother that was out sick, dear Lord, good to see him here this morning. Your blessing is just overwhelming, dear Lord. You do so much for us. We just want to thank you this morning and ask that you just bless the pastor as he prepares to come. In Jesus Christ's name. Because my God. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. So much He's done for us. Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. weapon comes against you. Weapons will form against you, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Thank you, Jesus. My God.
We worship you, our Lord. glorify your name, dear God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, my God.
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
My God,
here with us, friends. We're so thankful for all you do.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. My God, my God.
Yeah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Therese. Keep your Savior, friend. Oh, thank you, thank you. All right. Appreciate that. Jesus. Sister Lee.
God bless you. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? And why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and hope?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. My. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Oh, my God, my God. So much, dear Lord, and have done so much for us. We just, it's beyond thanks, dear Lord God. We ask that you bless us now, bless this offering, bless the people as they give, dear Lord God. We just give all we can, dear Lord Jesus. You have given all you can. You've blessed us in so many ways. We are here today because of you. We ask now, Jesus, once more that you bless this offering.
pain. Come on, think about those words this morning. He paid a debt he did not owe.
He paid a debt he did not owe. And I owe the debt that I could not pay. I needed someone, oh, to wash my sins away.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and now I sing, oh, a brand new song. Amazing grace, oh, all day. Christ, Jesus paid a debt I could never pay.
Come on, sing it again.
Oh, yes, he paid a debt, yes, he did. Oh,
now put those hands together, come on.
Oh, and I needed someone, yes I did, to wash my sins away.
Hallelujah.
And now I sing, oh, a brand new song. Oh, all day long, thank you, Lord. Christ Jesus paid a debt, oh, that I could never pay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. I said, nobody but you, Lord. Oh, nobody but you. Hey, when I was in trouble, oh, you came to my rescue. Come on, somebody. Say, nobody but you, Lord. Oh, nobody but you. Come on, put those hands together. Say, nobody but you, Lord. Oh, nobody but you. Hallelujah. Say, nobody but you, Lord. Well, it's nobody but you. Well, when I was in trouble, you came to my rescue. Nobody but you, Jesus. Hey, nobody. Come on, sing it again. Everybody, nobody but you, Lord. Come on, say, nobody but you. He paid a debt he did not owe. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody. Hey, when I was in trouble, you came to my rescue. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but you. Say, nobody but you. Jesus, hey, when I was in trouble, he came to my rescue. Thank you, Lord. Nobody but you. Hey, nobody. Come on, one more time, everybody. Say, nobody but, oh, nobody but you. Ah, it was nobody but you, Lord. Hey. When I was in trouble, you came to my rescue. Hey, yes, you did. Oh, yeah. Oh, nobody but you. Nobody but you, Lord. Come on. Nobody. Nobody but you, Jesus. Nobody but you. Oh, yeah. Nobody. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but. Come on, say, nobody but you. Nobody but you. Hey, nobody nobody. When I was in trouble, come on, you came. Ain't nobody but you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, nobody, 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 nobody. Nobody, nobody, nobody. When I was in trouble, you came to my rescue. Oh, nobody but you, Lord. Hey, nobody but you. Somebody worship him this morning. Nobody could do it but Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah!
Turn around and tell somebody it was nobody but Jesus. It was nobody but Jesus. Amen. When I was in trouble, he came to my rescue. Amen. I was in a lot of trouble with God, but Jesus came to my rescue. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. You can be seated just for a moment. We want to thank the Lord just for being in this house once more. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And thank God for just bringing us through this Thanksgiving holiday. We're so glad that, amen, you all, I know everybody had a good time eating, amen, and just enjoying the turkey and ham. Man, turkeys hate this time of year, but we pray that everyone had just a wonderful time with their loved ones and, you know, just sharing a meal together, amen. I think Thanksgiving is a time for us to reflect and just to really, amen, be grateful for all that God has done. And I tell you, it's hard for me to believe that December is here. Amen. It looked like it was just yesterday. It was January. But time is really speeding up. And I believe God is doing that for the sake of the elect. Amen. And we thank God for that. And, you know, I was thinking this morning. So, you know, we don't know how much longer we have listening to a lot of the messages from 1963, God's prophet was here on the earth and spoke, amen, some great things, revelations that had never been revealed, come through, amen, the voice of the prophet some 50 years ago. And if we notice, amen, history, after God used him to release, amen, these great mysteries to us, it was only about 2 years later that the prophet was carried off the scene, amen, and God called him home. And I just wonder, you know, and I'm not saying that this is what it's going to be, but I wonder if God was to repeat that again, amen, and the bride would be carried off this time, amen. The prophet's already come, but now it's time for the bride, amen, to take her trip home. That's what the rapture's all about. What if 2 years from now, amen, it'd be over for the bride? And if that was the case, then how would we live today? Amen, how would we live tomorrow if we knew that we only had 2 years left? Amen. It ought to cause everybody to get in a hurry for the Lord Jesus. Amen. We all ought to be in a hurry. We ought to be concerned about our fellow man and, amen, our loved ones and just doing all we can to try to get them in. We just don't know when our Lord is going to return for us again, but we're certainly looking forward to his return. Amen. So we just thank God and allowed us to go away and went up to Orlando for a few days and made it back this morning. And want to apologize to the Sunday school class. We didn't make it clear as to what we were going to do today, and I was actually trying to get back for the Sunday school, but we should have just kind of made some other arrangements there, and I do apologize for that. But we'll be back on our regular schedule next week. Amen. We'll have service on Wednesday night. Amen. There will be service Wednesday night. However, again, no Friday night service this Friday night. Sister Eric and I were recently, we were in the newspaper. They have acknowledged the school, amen, and the church has. They've acknowledged that as business, amen, that's received acknowledgement, you know, here in Palm Beach County, being a minority-owned business, and we've received acknowledgement. They put our picture in the paper and, you know, just a little write-up, and now they're having a dinner. Also just honoring all the people that have been acknowledged, and we're grateful that God, you know, selected SAT Virtual Resource Center, and so on. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we didn't think a lot of it, but we start hearing from a lot of people like, hey, y'all in the paper, y'all over here, y'all over there, and it's like, well, we're grateful, you know, and so we're just seeing, you know, we're going to go and attend the dinner that's in honor, amen, of the school and some of the other businesses in the area, so that'll happen on Friday night, so be in prayer, you know, for us, amen, that everything just go well. We don't know why God might be connecting us with certain people, amen, at this time, but God's in control. Amen. He's in control. So just keep us in prayer. So no service this Friday night, but we should be picking up again with our Wednesday night, Friday night, you know, the next couple of weeks. Amen. Tonight we'll have communion here at the church, 5:30 p.m. Our communion service will be the last one for 2013. Amen. So we invite all the believers to come out and, amen, participate in the communion and feet washing service that we'll have. Amen. Tonight. Brother Wesco, he had his meetings this weekend. I believe the last service is tonight. So those of you that would like to go, amen, feel free to go and be in fellowship. I believe his service starts at 6:30, and I mentioned to him that we would be having communion, and possibly after the communion I'd be able to stop by. But if you haven't had a chance, amen, I encourage you to please, you know, just maybe take the time just to go fellowship, amen, during the meetings there. Also, we have... I have the name here, Siobhan. Okay, God bless you, Siobhan. Amen. All right, she says she was invited by her mother. All right, God bless you. Good to have you all in service with us, amen, on today. Praise the Lord. Amen. And also we have, amen, I believe for the first time, Sister Gatman. Is that right? God bless you, Sister Gatman. So good to have you. From Alabama, amen. And I mean, Brother Gatman has come and ministered for us a couple times, and this time he came on a little vacation, and he brought his wife, and they got a chance to see the grandkids, I believe. And amen, this is Brother Sister Gatman's son-in-law, amen. We thank God for him, and his daughter's also here as well. So we just really appreciate them just being in fellowship. They attend Brother Stevens Church, amen, in Sarasota. So it's good to have, amen, our brothers and sisters, amen, from the West Coast, amen, in fellowship. So East likes to meet the West, you know, amen. There's a message in that. Brother Branham's actually going to preach a sermon when the East meets the West. And he never got around to preaching. I wonder if somebody might pick that up and preach it one day. When the East meets the West. Oh my, all right. See, some of y'all already thinking what y'all gonna post now, what y'all gonna blog, you know, but praise the Lord anyway. We thank God for all things, and we're not gonna hold the service too long. Keep Brother and Sister Burrs in prayer. They are away up in St. Augustine. They should be back later on this evening. Pray that God will give them traveling mercies. Amen. How many just love the Lord Jesus? Amen. There's nobody like Jesus. Nobody like him. Amen. So we just appreciate you all. Let's prepare to receive, amen, Brother Gatman to the pulpit. Amen. This morning, and I told him I want to make himself at home and just feel free just to preach whatever the Lord has placed in his heart. We want to receive today from Almighty God. So let's just stand to our feet. Amen. And let's just worship through this song, Amazing Grace. And think about how amazing his grace is to you. Amen. On today. Had not been for the Lord bringing you to this point, to this spot. Amen. In this year,
where would we be?
Amen. Think about his grace. Hallelujah. It's Brother David Gatman, amen, from Alabama, will make his way to the pulpit this time. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Everybody sing. Every hand lifted.
Amazing grace.
Every eye closed.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch. That saved a wretch like me.
Hallelujah.
Was lost, oh, but now I was blind.
Come to church for. Amen. It's to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. How many loves Him this morning? Amen. How many's glad to be here this morning? Amen. Amen. You love Him this morning? Amen. We appreciate the Lord this morning. Appreciate Him allowing us once again to come and fellowship with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Amen. I'm so glad for that this morning. Amen. Amen. I appreciate that song y'all sung a while ago. There's nobody like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. Amen. When I was in trouble, there was nobody to get me out but Him. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just because the prophets left the scene, that don't mean that God's not on the scene. Amen. He's still Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So if you have your Bibles this morning, amen, turn with me to the book of St. Luke's Gospel. Will be coming from St. Luke, then over in St. John. Amen. Amen. St. Luke's Gospel, the 19th chapter. And then we'll be looking over at St. John chapter 4. Amen. Appreciate Brother Duff getting us an invitation to come, and we appreciate that. Sure did enjoy him when we was at Brother Tim Hume's. I don't know if maybe some of y'all were there that service Saturday morning, so we just appreciate that. Value. Amen. Amen. Appreciate that. Amen. There's nothing more worth than one soul. Amen. It's worth more than 10,000 words, the prophet of God said. Amen. So we appreciate that. Amen. Just appreciate the good time in the Lord that we had there during that time of service. Just I told my wife, I said, man, we're just going to have to go next year for the whole thing. Right. Amen. So I told her, I said, we need to mark it on our calendars and just go for the whole meeting. Amen. If the Lord should tarry. Amen. So I appreciate what Brother Duff said a while ago. We just don't know, do we? You know, the prophet, you know, like he said 50 years ago, this coming December 18th through the 24th, I think he laid up there in a hospital in Texas. Say, amen. We used to live right there in Amarillo. We went to church there, and the building that used to be there was just about two or three blocks away from the hospital. But, you know, I just wonder, you know, like he said, maybe 2 years from now. Who knows? I want to live like it's now. Amen. I got to be ready now. Amen. I got to prepare myself now. Amen. You know, I preached a message many years ago, prepare to meet God. And not like, you know, somebody's going to die or anything. But see, this morning I had to get up and I had to get prepared to come to the house of God. I had to brush my teeth, comb my hair, what little hair I got, and get dressed and everything, because you sure wouldn't want me to come down here in my pajamas or anything. I had to prepare. Amen. And so, you had to prepare. But what about coming to not to see Brother Jack or Brother David or anybody else, but we've come to see the Lord Jesus. And we got to prepare ourselves. Amen. We got to come in the right attitude. Amen. In the right frame of mind. Because we're coming down here to see Jesus. We're coming to meet Him. And I want to be prepared. Amen. St. Luke's Gospel, the 19th chapter. Let's just look at the first verse. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I take anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Then over in St. John's Gospel, the 4th chapter, or just the 4th verse there, and it says, And he must needs go through Samaria. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. We appreciate you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to come once again and worship you with people of like precious faith. Now, Lord, we read your word. We'd ask, oh God, we believe it's already anointed. Just anoint lips to speak it, Father. Anoint ears to hear it, Father. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to take my thought, maybe. From where he said there, he said there in the 5th verse of St. Luke, the 19th chapter, he said, And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Then we read over there in St. John, and he must needs go through Samaria. Now, I'd like to take a little thought, I must. Amen. So I was thinking, you know, just kind of looking at some things and just thinking, and I preached this several weeks back at my home church there. Brother Homer, I think, was gone, and so we had an opportunity to minister. And I was thinking, you know, and even in the scriptures and all that, you know, the scripture says that all that the Father has given me will come to me. Amen. And then on another hand, it said, no man can come to me except the Father draw him. Amen. I'm grateful and I'm thankful this morning for His drawing power. Right. Amen. Because if it wasn't for His drawing power, none of us would be here this morning. Right. Amen. You talk about amazing grace. That's grace. Amen. For God to draw us, or the Father to draw us to Christ. That is grace, amen. It's not a bunch of disgrace that we can live any way we want to, but it's amazing grace that the Father would draw us to Him, amen. And we're not here. I believe the prophet said it like this one time. We're not a Christian this morning by our own desire, but we are a Christian this morning because of His desire. Amen. I'm glad for that, because this old human ability and my desire, I would want to be here this morning. But because of His desire that He placed inside of me, I'm glad that I can say I'm here this morning and that I'm a believer. Amen. Hallelujah. So I was thinking, you know, here we are, and He said, I must go by. And I believe if we can, and then he must needs go through Samaria. And I was thinking along that line here, there was that woman here.
All right.
That was just lived an old sinful life.
Yes, sir.
I mean, she was, she had five husbands, and the one she was living with then was not hers.
Right.
And in a match, she could not come out when the rest of the women come to get water. She was considered a dog, low. Nobody wanted to be around her. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with her. But on the other hand, amen, there was a man called Jesus Christ that said to his disciples, I must needs go by Samaria. Amen, there was something that maybe that woman did not know it yet, but there was something in her that was crying out. Amen. It was like this, like that man, that maniac from Gadara. Amen. He was tormented, lived out in the cemeteries, in the tombs, cut himself. And no way probably for him to cry out, but that soul was crying out. And the scripture says he left that for the sake of one. He went across the sea of Galilee to that one man that was living in that tomb. What about it this morning? What if he would say, I must needs go by the way of West Palm Beach, Florida. There's somebody that's got a need. Amen. There's somebody that's crying out. There's a soul that's hungry. There's a soul that's crying out. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a soul that's cried out for more of God. There's a soul that's cried out, I need God in my life. And so I must go by Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Amen. So he said, I must needs go by Samaria. Amen. And we all know the story. Hey, many times the prophet didn't start the prayer line. Amen. Until he told this story, especially when a woman came in the line first.
Right.
And he said, you know, here it is, the same scene, St. John 4. Amen. And so what was the Lord doing? He trying to contact her spirit. Amen. He already knew all about her. Amen. Amen. But he was just trying to contact her spirit. Amen. Oh, my, because he said he must needs go by away of Samaria, send his disciples on to buy some victuals. Amen. He said, I got to go by the way of Samaria. I got to go down there. There's a soul that's crying out. And here was this man sitting on the well. Amen. And this woman come to draw water. And he goes, could you give me a drink? And she said, sir, it's not customary. You see, we have separation here. A Jew and Samaritan, it's not customary. And Jesus said, but if you only knew who it was that spoke to you and the gift of God, you'd ask me for a drink. Amen. What about it this morning? If we only knew who He is, amen, and the gift of God, we'd have said, I believe He's asking for a drink this morning, a drink of fresh Pentecostal water. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know the conversation back and forth, if you reread it many times. And all of a sudden, you know, she began to question, said, well, sir, said, look here, this well's deep and you ain't got nothing to draw with. And said, besides that, our Jacob, our father, He's dug it in his calendar. Oh, he said, oh, if you only knew. Amen. What about us this morning? I want to be saying, I must need to go by. Amen. I got to come by. There's somebody crying out. There's somebody thirsting. Amen. There's somebody longing. Amen. For more of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my. She began to tell him, amen. So, are you greater than our father Jacob who dug this well? Amen. Are you greater than that? And he began to talk, and she was saying, hey, listen. We know God. We know that when the Messiah, you know, when we're supposed to worship him like this and all that. But you said, he said, there's coming a time when you neither worship him here or in the mountain. But there's coming a time that the Father seeketh sons that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And he said, but who? He said, and she began to say, but who are you? He said, I'm he that speak. He said, she began to say, well, when the Messiah comes, he'll tell us all these things. But who are you? He said, I'm he that speaks to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm he that speaks to you. Amen. I had need to come by the way of Samaria. And because of that, amen, she dropped her water pot. Amen. And went into the city and said, come see a man. Amen. That told me all these things. Isn't he the very Messiah? Amen. Why? Because he had a need. Amen. That he said, I must go. Amen. He comes. Amen. The ones he comes to are the ones that are looking for him. Amen. Oh, I hope he comes by this way this morning because I'm looking for him this morning. I didn't come to see anybody else. Amen. But I come to see Christ this morning. Amen. That's the one I come to. I didn't come to have, though we'll have, maybe have some fellowship after church, but I come to have fellowship with him. Amen. That's who I come to have fellowship with. Amen. Oh, my. The ones that are looking for him, the ones that have a desire to see him. Amen. God knew just exactly what they would do to the ones that he come to. See, he only comes to his elect. Amen. And he said, all that the Father given me will come. And he'll come to those that he knows what they will do with the word when they receive it. Amen. I'm so glad of that. Amen. At the pool of Bethesda. Amen. When he was coming there. You know, you remember on that film, the prophet of God said, you know, when they said, well, it may be questioned today. You know why he would pass over every one and would go to that one. But he said, I can do nothing but what the Father shows me to do. And then when he shows me, I work according thereto, amen. And he walked by every one of them, amen. Till he came to that little, there must have been somebody crying out, amen. And it wasn't like he was lame or whatever, because he could walk. He might have been just a little slow. Because the Lord, he said, without me made whole. You know, and he said, well, you know, because there was angels that troubled the water. Amen. And the very first one after the angel troubled the water, the first one that could get in would be healed. And he told us, well, listen, I'm moving slow because when the angel troubles the water, I try to get in. But there's somebody gets in ahead of me. Amen. But Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? I wonder this morning if he'll ask you that question. Wilt thou be made whole? Amen. What would you say to him this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Bible says in St. Luke 4:24, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah when the heavens were shut up 3.5 years, but only one. Amen. Only one he came to. Hallelujah. It says many lepers in the days of Elisha, the prophet, but none were cleansed, say Naaman. Amen. Why? I believe that they had a need. Amen. And the Lord said, I must go by that way. And she knew that little widow woman, amen, when that man of God came by there, looking kind of awful, beard hanging down and all that, probably stunk and all that. And when he stopped by her house, and she was out there gathering two sticks because she only had just a little bit of meal left, a little bit of crucible. And she had testified that she was going to go out and get that, gather them sticks, make a fire, and bake that one cake, and her son was going to eat it and die. But when she told the man of God, he said, you bring me a drink. And she started to go in the house, said, and bring me something to eat. after she done told him. His brother Warwick brother say, hey man, listen, or did you not hear the woman's cry? But God heard her cry. Amen. And he said, but fear not, you go and do what the Lord has, for it's thus saith the Lord. Amen. That your meal bear never run dry, your cruse of all are never run dry. Wonder why he chose her? Because God knew that she would do what the word said to do. What about me and you this morning?
Amen.
Amen. What was it? His grace to every one of them. What was it today? His grace to me and you.
Amen.
I like grace. Amen. Amen. I was guilty. With nothing to say, the judge asked. Amen. Amen. Do you have anything to say? I spoke up and said, nothing, Your Honor. And that's when mercy walked in. That's when mercy stepped in and pleaded my case. Amen. I'm glad that mercy stepped in. Amen. What was it? Grace to me and you. Grace to show me and you, my brother and sister, how to live in this hour that we're living in. It was grace to you sisters, amen, to show you how you should dress, how you should walk, and how you should act. Amen. It was grace to us brothers that showed us how to treat our wives. It was His grace. Amen. Hallelujah. It was His grace that sent us, amen, a message in this hour to get us ready for a rapture. When all the others are preparing to be left behind, I'm preparing to get out of here. Amen. 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 Isaiah 65 verse 1 says it like this. I'm found of them that sought me not. Amen. We didn't seek Him. It was God seeking us. Amen. Brother Branham said it like this. When Adam fell in the garden, it should have been Adam running through the garden saying, God, where are you? God, I need you. But it was God coming through the garden and said, Adam, where art thou? Amen. What about us? Amen. Over there, I think Isaiah 64 said, we are called sought out. Amen. We're the sought out ones. Amen. Nothing that, hey, when we couldn't come to where He was, He came to us. He came to me. When I couldn't come to where He was, He came to me. I'm grateful for that. Amen. Said, I'm found of them that sought me not. Amen. We didn't seek Him, but it was God seeking us. Amen. God seeking man. Like this handkerchief. Amen. If I lose this handkerchief, it don't know it's lost. I have to go looking for it. Amen. One day I was lost out in sea and I didn't know, but He came looking for me. Amen. I'm glad He came looking for me. Amen. Hallelujah. He came looking for me. Now let's look at this, our little story here. Let's look at the necessity which pressed upon the Savior to abide. Because He said, He told Zacchaeus, where we got a thought from, Zacchaeus, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Let's look at this, the necessity which was pressed upon our Lord to say He must abide. I believe He felt an urgent need of a sinner who needed and would accept His mercy. I wonder if He has that urgent need this morning. Somebody that don't know Him this morning. Amen. They would accept His mercy. They would accept His grace. And so He says, I must go by way of West Palm Beach, Florida. Amen. I know there's somebody out there that needs my mercy. There's somebody that needs my grace.
Amen.
It's an urgent need. Somebody needs Him. He feels an urgent need of somebody that needs a closer walk with Him. Amen, I do. Amen. I wonder, you know, I was telling my wife, you know, just kind of joking, but I wonder, you know, we just passed the time, Thanksgiving, but I wonder if we're really thankful. Amen. Amen. I wonder if we're really, the world sets it aside and they'll go about their time and all this and all that and eat their turkey and whatever. But I wonder, we as of all the people on the face of the earth, we ought to be the most thankful. Amen. Because God's given us a message. Amen. And He said, no longer I call you church, but I call you bride.
Amen.
So I believe it was pressed upon our Lord, the urgency of somebody that he could show mercy to. And that's why he said, I must abide at your house. I wonder if he can say, I must abide at your house this morning. I must come by your way this morning. Reach out and touch the Lord as he is passing by. Amen. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Amen. So as he's passing by, amen, I want to reach out and touch him. Amen. We sang that song, I think it was Blind Fanny Crosby that wrote it. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Amen. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, please don't pass me by. I don't want him to pass me by this morning. Amen. Amen. That's why I got to come to the house of God. Amen. I don't know if you was there Saturday night when Brother Darrell Ward preached. Amen. Where he said, hey, today, you remember when he talked about, if some of you was there, talked about, hey, he got invited to that locker room, Tennessee. And how the boy, before they get in the game, they're jumping up and down. They're slapping one another. They're in the spirit of that thing. God said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. If you're ever going to get anything out of the service, you got to get in the spirit. Amen. If you want God to reveal anything to you, you got to get in the spirit. Amen. And they got in the spirit of that football. Amen. And it says they're running out on that field. Got that sign. Jump up there and slap that sign. Pop that sign. And it says, today, I'll give Tennessee all I've got. What about this morning? I'm going to give Christ all I've got. Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder if he feels that urgent need. Amen. Amen. He also felt an urgent need of a person who would illustrate the sovereignty of his choice. Amen. I believe that's the way it was when he chose me and you. Amen. He felt a need. And I wonder if that's here this morning. If there's somebody here that he can illustrate. God himself can illustrate. God himself can express himself through one of us this morning. The sovereignty of his choice. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad he chose me. I didn't choose him. He chose me. Amen. And I hope this morning, and not only this morning, but tonight, tomorrow, the next day. Amen. 7 days a week, 325 days a year, that I can illustrate the sovereignty of his choice. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Felt an urgent need of a character whose renewal would magnify his grace. Amen. What about me and you this morning? Amen. Me and you can magnify his grace. Amen. A renewal would magnify his grace. What about a host who would entertain him with hearty hospitality? Amen. I mean, I don't care what anybody else says, Lord. I'm going to give you my best. Amen. I'm going to put my best effort. Amen. I'm going to give you my best. Amen. I don't care what anybody else says, but I'm going to put my best forward. I'm going to give my best testimony. I'm going to give my best worship. I'm going to sing my best. I'm going to testify my best. I'm going to live for you the best that I can. Amen. How about a case which would advertise his gospel? Amen. Because in 9 and 10 it says, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation. Come to thy house. Amen. He said, for the Son of Man came to seek which was lost. Came to save those which were lost. Amen. Amen. Somebody that would advertise his gospel. It's like that little boy that time that went into that bar. Told that bartender behind there, said, son, said, sir, said, your sign's falling down. Bartender went out there, looked up, said, no, son. Said, my sign's still up there. Said, no, sir, your signs fell down. Said, no, look, son, you're mistaken. Said, no, there's your sign in the ditch. That's the best advertisement that what you're selling in here works, because he's laying in the ditch. Amen. What about me and you? Amen. The choice that he would choose somebody like Zacchaeus that would advertise his gospel. How about me and you this morning? He chose me and you that we could advertise his gospel to tell the world that there's nobody like Jesus. Amen. That nobody can do me like Jesus can.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That I can advertise. Amen. That I'm living a life that's worthy of the gospel.
Hallelujah. Amen. I believe there was a necessity of predestination, which rendered it true. Today, I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus was predestinated. He said, I got a need to go by. Like that little mother eagle. There she laid 2 eggs. Amen. And she had to find out where that lost one was. Amen. So she flew over that barnyard. That out of scream. Oh, there's a funny looking chicken in the barnyard. And all he knew, Brother Jack, was the clucking of the hens. Days of miracles are past. There's no such a thing as divine healing. Amen. The prophet's wrong here. The prophet's wrong there. That's all that. Come on, church. Amen. That's all that eagle knew. But one day, that old mother eagle let out a scream. And it was a voice. Amen. That he recognized. Amen. One day, he came by my way. He said, I must go by. And there was a voice came out. And it was a voice that I recognized. A voice that said on the inside of the inside that screamed back, said, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. A necessity, a predestination, which rendered it true, I must abide at thy house. There was a necessity, a love in the Redeemer's gracious heart. Oh, my. To know that he, the scripture says, the song says, he loved us first. I love him because he first loved me. Used to be a sister at our church years ago. Not where I'm at now, but many years ago. And I don't know if she still sings or not, but she used to sing a song. Hey, man, does anybody need a reason to tell them that they love him? If they do, tell them, I first loved them. Can't anybody love me just because? Or do they need a reason at all? If they need a reason, tell them I first loved them. Amen. And because there was a necessity of love in their Redeemer's gracious heart. He was a God. See, in the beginning he really wasn't God, because God's an object of worship. But then he created the angels, and they could worship him. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. But that's not what he wanted there. Amen. Because in him was something that was to be expressed, something that should come out of him to express himself as a redeemer. And there was nobody lost so that he could redeem. So you say, well, Adam didn't sneak one in. God knew all the time. Amen. And now, because one was lost, he could start this workmanship of redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Amen. There's something in him, an attribute of love, an attribute of grace, an attribute of redeeming. Amen. That wanted to be expressed out. Amen. There are also a necessity in order to the blessing of others through Zacchaeus. You know, others can be blessed through me and you by the way that we live, by the way that we act, by the way that we conduct ourselves. I must. Let's imagine now whether such a necessity exists in reference to ourselves. We can make certain this by answering the following questions, which are suggested by the behavior of Zacchaeus to our Lord. Will we receive him this day? The scripture says he made haste. I think Brother Jack said something about that earlier. Hey, man, I preached a message here a while back on hasten. If there was a time we need to hasten, it's now. And hasten means to get in a hurry, to move out, to act quickly, to
that swiftly. If there ever was a time, what did he tell them when they was coming out of Egypt during the time of Moses, during the time of that first Exodus? He said, hey, listen. He said, this is the Lord's Passover. Eat it in haste. Amen. If there ever was a time we got to eat in haste, it's now. Amen. Because it's going getting out of here time. It's going home time. See, they knew it was getting out time. It was an exodus for them. And he said, eat it in haste with your shoes on your feet, ready to go. Staff in your hand. Amen. Oh, my. Eat it. See, it's the Lord's Passover. Amen. Why? He said, will you receive him? Hey, this day. Amen. Zacchaeus made haste. What about me and you? We're going to make haste this morning. We'll receive him heartily. The scripture says that Zacchaeus received him joyfully. Amen. Whatever he tells me to know, just more, if it's a rebuke, Lord, then let me take it as that, Lord. And let me say, Lord, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your love. I thank you for watching over me. I thank you for warning me, Lord. Amen. Amen. Received him joyfully. We'll receive him whatever others say. The scripture says they all murmured. But they didn't stop Zacchaeus. Amen. I ain't going to let it stop me this morning. Amen. Oh, I want to come to the house of God. I don't care what anybody says. If he says for me, they said, lift your hands up and praise me. I want to do that. Right. I don't care what anybody else says. Come on. Amen. I'm giving it all of God. Amen. Oh, I don't care what he means. Oh, you want to walk? Yes, that's the way I want to walk. Amen. You teenagers, you boys, young men, young girls, amen. Hold your head up high and say, I'm living for the King. Amen. Hallelujah. He chose me. You can tell the old devil, look the devil in your eye, his eyes said, devil, anytime I can become like you, but you can't become like me. Anytime I can let down the bars and become like them, but they can never, because they don't want, they ain't got nothing in them to receive it.
Oh, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's like this one time. So he remembered the story. Oh, Pharaoh. See, they'd seen the plagues, and this time it was frogs everywhere. Can you imagine? I don't like frogs. I don't like mice. I don't like no bugs of any sort. But can you imagine frogs? Open up, your sisters, open up the oven. Frogs in the oven. Turn down your bed sheets. Frogs in the bed. Amen. You look everywhere. Frogs. Frogs. And Pharaoh went to Moses and said, Moses, get rid of these frogs. I want them gone. He said, when do you want them gone? You know what he said? He said, tomorrow. Why did he say tomorrow? He just wanted one more night with the frogs. Amen. He just wanted one more night. Amen. Why didn't he say, right now? Right now, get rid of them. When do you want these cigarettes gone from you? Right now, I need a deliverance. Right now, I need the Holy Ghost. Tomorrow may be too late. I need it now. I need deliverance now.
Amen.
I can't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. I want it done now. I need your presence now, Lord. I need your grace now, Lord. I need your mercy now, Lord. I need your Holy Ghost now, Lord. I need your presence now, Lord. I need you to abide with me now, Lord. Will we receive him? Amen. Oh, my. As Lord. He said, behold, Lord. Amen. See, because if he ain't Lord, see, he wants to come in. The song we sang, come, Lord. Jesus be Lord of all. Jesus be Lord of all. The kingdoms of my heart. For if he ain't Lord of all, he ain't Lord at all. I want him to be Lord of all. Amen. Remember the prophet preached a message, doors in the door. The Lord, don't go in that door. That's the door of my private life. That's the door of pride. That's the door of this and the door of this. I want him to go in every door. Amen. I want him to go in every door and open it. Lord, be Lord of all, Lord. Amen. Will you receive him so as to place our substance under the control of his laws? Amen. He told Jesus in verse 8, he told the Lord in verse 8, he said, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. He was placing everything into the Lord's hands. Amen. That's what I want to place, everything into his hands. My time, my money, my desires, everything into the hands of him. Amen. Because he knows how to control. Amen. I might not know how to control, but he knows how to control. If these things be so, Jesus must abide with us. Oh, I'm so glad. If these things be so, then he must abide with us. I must come by your way. I must abide with you. I must go to your house, from this house this morning. Amen. I must abide in your house this morning. Amen. And not only this morning, but tonight. And not only tonight, but tomorrow. I must abide in your house. Amen. He can't fail to come where he will have such a welcome. Amen. Talk to a brother I preach for. Seems like every year for the last 9 years I've been going just up above Dallas, about 50, 60 miles, Sherman, Texas. We gather, have a little house meeting. Brother Duff, it's about the last 9 years I've been going. You know, the prophet of God said the best meetings he ever had was house meetings. And so anyway, we just talking. And you know, we were talking. We was back there this past September, and we was talking. And he was telling me, he said, you know, just the very life and the ministry of Brother Branham taught the Lord Jesus. And he said, you're to go back and... And he's told me about the Chicago series, 1961, when they was there before trap. So he preached on. He preached the name of Jesus. He preached faithful Abraham. And he went on down to one of the last messages he preached. The meanest man I know, talking about Jesus' dirty feet. How that he came to Chicago, but they didn't make him welcome. Amen. How about our Lord this morning? I wonder if he's here. We've invited him, but I wonder this morning if he sits over in a corner with unwashing feet. Oh, God, don't let me hear. Lord, I don't want you to sit over in the corner with dirty feet this morning. But, Lord, I want to wash your feet, Lord, by my worship, Lord, by my praise, by my lifting up of my hands, by my singing, by my testimonies, by my prayer, whatever it is, Lord. I want to be able to wash your feet, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to make him welcome. Amen. Lord, help me to make you welcome this morning. Amen. Help me to make you welcome. Amen. Don't let him sit over there in the corner with unwashing feet. But make him welcome. Amen. Be like that little woman. Amen. That went back. Oh, she probably thought the devil sitting on her shoulder. Probably thought, now, you know, if you go in there and get that money, he'll know what you spend it on. He knows what kind of life you live. But something in there kept tugging. Said, there's something I got to do. I got to do for him. Look at him. Simon's invited him. Amen. But he's not made him welcome because I've seen him sitting over there. As I peeked through the window, I seen him sitting over there in the corner with unwashing feet. Oh, God, help me. And she went up there, and she probably grabbed that money. As soon as she got it, yeah, he's going to know. He's going to know. But she grabbed it anyway, stuck it in her little pocket, went out the door. Hey, man, maybe the devil all the time speaking to her. Hey, man. But something kept on saying, yeah, but he wants you to. He needs his feet washed. Amen. I wonder about this morning. Amen. He said, I must abide at thy house. I need my feet washed this morning. Amen. I need some praise this morning. I need somebody to testify. Amen. I need somebody to give me glory. I need somebody to give me honor. Amen. Amen. I need somebody to make me welcome. And she went in there. Amen. Coming up from behind, the scripture says, and a little bit with tears, she began to bathe his feet. Amen. Reminds me, amen. I was coming up here, and Brother Brown tells it, calls different men. He named one Sambo and then one Mose about that time. You don't remember when he said he got free? And you know, and his boss called and said, hey, I heard you was free. He said, what you going to talk about? He said, oh, Jesus Christ set me free last night at a gospel meeting. He said, do you really mean that? He said, well, then I'm going to go and sign your proclamation and let you go all your brother and preach this gospel that you're talking about. Amen. And when he come down for him to die, he was laying there, and he said he must have dreamed, because when he came to, he said, I ain't there yet. He said, well, what did you see? He said, oh, it's such a beautiful. Amen. And they said they wanted to talk to me about a Roman crown. He said, oh, I ain't got time to talk to me about a Roman crown. That ought to come. Now just let me behold his face. Amen. The one who saved me by his grace. Let me bow at his feet and adore him. Amen. That's what I want to do. Don't talk to me about a robe and crown. Just let me see him.
Hallelujah. Now let us fully understand what the necessity involves if the Lord comes to abide in our house. All right? We must be ready to face objections at home. Not only at home, but what about this house? Because this old flesh don't want to go to church. This old flesh don't want to pray. This old flesh don't want to sing. Well, we'll come to the house of God. We'll let Brother Jack do our preaching. We'll let him do our praying. We'll let him do our worship. We'll let him do our singing. Amen. We got something to do. Amen. When we're going to face objections at this house. God help me. You know, there's sometimes that I come to the house of God and I don't feel like worshiping. Come on, we're human beings. We get tired. We go through battles. We go through trials. We go through heartaches. We go through disappointments. We come to the house of God. We don't feel like worshiping. But that's when you need to raise your hands. That's when you need to enter in. Amen. Like the prophet of God said one time when they come there, he said, let me. He said, let me. I'll tell you what. I'll handle them when they come. Them Pentecostal women, they'll come. And I heard they get kind of wild, you know, but a little wildfire is better than no fire at all. There will always be a lot of wet blankets to put it out. Amen. And the prophet himself said he was sitting in the seat of the scornful. He said he was up there, and they began to sing. All of a sudden, that woman got that tambourine, began to bang that tambourine, began to dance. He wondered, what about that? You know, is there something in Scripture about that? Then he began to think about Moses when they crossed the Red Sea, and Miriam took that tambourine and danced up down the shore. Amen. Amen. He bought the thought. You know, then something all of a sudden says, the reason you ain't doing that is because you ain't got the victory. Amen. And so after a while, he began to pat his feet. Then all of a sudden, he said, before I realized what I was doing, I was out there on the floor with her. Amen. Sometimes this flesh don't want to do. Amen. Amen. It don't want to worship. It don't want to give God glory. Amen. But you better back up. Amen. Hallelujah, because I come to give God glory. I come to give God praise. I must abide at thy house. I must go by, amen, Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. There's a soul that's crying out. We must get rid. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He wants to abide in our house. Amen. Amen. There's nobody. Nobody like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a right to worship him. We got a right to shout. Kind of reminds me of that time when he was coming through. Amen. Riding on that little donkey. Amen. That little ass. The colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. As they was throwing down palm branches. Singing Hosanna to the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And there was a woman walking behind him just giving him glory. Just shouting to the top of her voice. The Pharisee stopped her and said, why don't you hush up? She said, look, you don't know who I am? She said, I'm the widow of Nain. Said, this is my son here. See, a year ago, this couldn't have been so. I lost my husband. Then I lost my son. But that little man on the donkey came by my way. Amen. And touched the place where my son was laying. Don't tell me to hush up. I got a right to shout. I got a right to give God praise. This little man was giving it all he had. Amen. They said, hush up. Hush up. He said, you don't know who I am. I'm the maniac of Galleria. A year ago, this couldn't be so. I was wandering out in the tombs, cutting myself. They bind me with cheddars and fangs, and I break them asunder. But because of that little man on the donkey, I can praise him this morning. Hallelujah.
They's all praising him. They's all giving him glory. They went into the temple. And the babes that were sucking from their mother's breast began to praise him. The Pharisees said, what's the matter with this? Jesus said, have you not read in the scripture that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have I perfected praise? Was talking to me about Brother Doug Baker earlier. He's got a rock set right here at his pulpit because I was there last year or earlier this year. Got a rock. It says, if you don't worship me, I will. I sure don't want that rock to worship. I got to worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We must get rid of all in our house which would be objectionable to him. Amen. Amen. Perhaps there's much in there he would not tolerate. Amen. I wonder if there's anything in this house this morning, amen, that he would not tolerate. Amen. God help me to get rid of it. Amen. You know, I told you a while ago, 1961 Chicago series. You know what else Brother Branham said? Can I just say it? He said, it's God's grace that you're sitting here listening tonight, listening to me preach, instead of being out there in the rain watching a ball game. He said it. I believe it. Amen. It's God's grace to me. It's God's grace. It's God's mercy. Amen. I wonder if there's anything in our house this morning that he would not tolerate. Amen. It never tolerate. I want to get rid of everything. Amen. Everything in my house that he wouldn't tolerate. We must omit none who would grieve our heavenly guest. Amen. Nothing in here that would grieve him. Amen. Used to be a story read years ago. If Jesus would come to your house to visit, would you take him to the same old place that you go? Would you read the same old books that you usually read? Would you listen to the same old radio programs you listen to all the time? Come on. Amen. Oh, God. God, help me. Lord, help me. I don't want to grieve you, Lord. His friendship must end our friendship with the world. Amen. In other words, him coming and being our friend must sever our tie posts from the things of the world. Oh, God, help us. Amen. We must omit none that would grieve him. We must let him rule the house and ourselves without rival or reserve henceforth and forever. Lord, I want you to come into my house this morning, and I want you to rule my house without rival. Why should I rival? I mean, if I'm just riding the fence, I'm either going to fall one way or the other. It's usually the opposite way of which I need to go. Like that old Indian chief told Brother Bram, said, hey, you know what? It's like a great war going on in me. Said, it's like two dogs fighting, black and white dog. Right. Amen. He said, well, chief, who wins? He said, the one I feed the most. God, help me to feed the Holy Spirit feeds on the things of the Word. Amen. It don't feed on the things of the world, but it feeds on the things of the world. Amen. I don't know if you're sitting in that service or not, but Brother Tim Hughes telling about Brother Jewel when he first came to the Lord, how them demons and everything, and how he had to go in his house. And I thought, God, that's good. I thought, that's good. So when we went back, after we went back home, amen, here, we've been there now from the meetings. We're back in October, two months now. Every night, we go to bed with either the prophet playing, scriptures being read, or something else, or another minister of the gospel that I know that's on the word preaching. Amen. It'll drive them demons out. Amen. It'll drive all. Oh, amen. It'll drive depression out. Oppression. It'll drive everything out. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing in reserve in this house but you, Lord. It's reserved for you, Lord. Amen. It's not an hour to let up. It's not an hour to let down. Amen. You remember the old tortoise and hare? The race, how the hare started out, and he thought he could relax because he got way ahead of the old tortoise. But that tortoise was slow but sure, and he kept his eyes on the goal, and he beat the hare because the hare stopped and rested. We can't stop and rest. We got to keep pressing. We must let him use us and ours as instruments for the further spread of his kingdom. Oh, Lord, use me. Don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. Amen. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. Why should we not today receive our Lord? I must. There's no reason why we must not. Give me any reason why you say, well, no, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe next year. Well, if we ain't got another year. You know, since September, there's been, was a lady, we used to go to church, we used to be the pastor's wife, went on. We learned the day that Brother Doris Tidwell, he went on to be with the Lord just the other day. Okay, there was Brother Sammy Kinzer, I don't know if you know him, three. And there's another, I can't remember who it was. I knew about four or five people in the last 2 or 3 months. Oh, God, what about you? We don't know. I have plans, by God's grace, the Lord willing, to get my car after a while and go back home to Alabama, the Lord willing. What if I don't make it? How do I stand with God? Oh, you say you're a preacher, but I want to make sure. God, let me make sure that everything's just all right. Brother Branham said on Desperation, 1963, 50 years ago, he said, wonder. He said, after all these years of preaching, could I come to a place that I would fail the Lord? I go, him being that prophet, what about me? God, help me. Help me, Lord. Paul said, after I preach to others, I myself got to bring this body under subjection, lest I be a castaway. Oh, God, you don't think that every time I preach, brother, I got to pray. I got to say, God, help me. I don't want to be a castaway. Oh, God. Oh, my. There's no reason why we must not. There are many reasons why we must do so at once. Amen. Lord, issue your own mandate. Let it become mandatory. Let it be an order. And say, I must abide at your house. I must abide. Let it become mandatory. You know what mandatory means? You got to do it. When that hurricane's going on around here, they call it for a mandatory evacuation. That means you got to do it. Lord, issue your own mandate. Let it become mandatory. Put it in order that I must abide. I must abide in your house. Lord, let me be willing to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Oh, God. Had our Savior said no more to Zacchaeus, come down, the poor man would have thought himself taxed for his boldness and curiosity if it had just said, come down. But he said more than that. It would have been better to be unknown than noted for his behavior. But how the next words comfort him, for he said, for today, I must abide at your house. We read in our scriptures where Zacchaeus said he ran ahead of the press. Sometimes we got to run ahead of the press, brothers and sisters, young people. Oh, you can't get to God. Oh, there's just Brother David preaching, and Brother Jack, or Brother so-and-so. But you got to run ahead of that press. You got to run ahead of it. Amen. Oh, and he'll say, for today, I must abide at thy house. What a familiarity was here, as if Christ had been years acquainted with Zacchaeus. He just seen him then. But like he was, hey, it's been all these years. Whom he first saw. Contrary to custom, the host is invited by the guest. It should have been the host inviting Jesus. But it was Jesus inviting himself. Oh God, what about us? Sometimes it should be us inviting him. But sometimes he won't say, hey, I must abide at your house. It's him inviting himself. God, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me to invite you, Lord. And called to an unexpected entertainment. Well, did our Savior hear Zacchaeus' heart inviting him, though his mouth did not. His mouth did not invite the Lord.
But the inward part was. But Zacchaeus couldn't express. What about me and you? Sometimes it's like that. Well, our world, we can't express it. But inwardly, we're saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you to abide. Lord, and we can't express it. We can't. But he says, yes, I must abide at your house. Yes, I got to come by and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Yes, you need a refilling. Yes, you need salvation. Yes, you need a healing. Yes, you need deliverance. Yes, I must come by your place. Desires are the language of the Spirit and are heard by him that is the God of the Spirit. What's our desire this morning? For him to come by our way. And if that's our desire, like that woman was crying out, and he said, I must needs go by the way of Samaria. That man wandering out in them tombs, I must need to go by Gadara. He crossed the sea for the sake of one. Before Zacchaeus was too low, and therefore he had to climb a tree. But now he is too high, and therefore he must come down. Sometimes we get too low, and we got to climb up to see him. And sometimes we're too high, therefore we got to come back down. God help us. Listen to this, and I'm going to close. What Brother Branham said, who is Jesus? He said, brother, sister, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's to pass this way this morning. He's passed this way through the city. Been here this week. If you know what? If the president came, President Johnson came to Topeka, the flags would be up, the streets would be decorated, and he'd have a great welcome. But Jesus can come. There's hardly nobody wants to come and see him. You'd have to have a police escort to get the president in this city. But we have plenty of seating room. See the difference? They don't care to see him. I hope Zacchaeus is here this morning. I wondered this morning before we close, is there any Zacchaeuses in the building this morning? And when he's passing this way, that's him talking to you. He came down out of the tree, crossed the creeds, wanted to say, this man's a sinner. He said, Lord, if I took anything through false accusation, I'll restore it back 100-fold. I'll give it back. If I defrauded any man, I'm ready to make it right. He said, I'm ready. And he said, let's bow our heads. I wonder, what about you? Would there be any Zacchaeuses in the building this morning? That as he's passing by, Brother Brown said that. He's passing by, that's his way of talking to you. And he'll stop and say, Sister Gavin, come down. For today I must abide at your house. Brother David, come down. For today I must abide at your house. Put your name in there. Brother Jack, I must abide at your house. At your house. Are we willing to receive him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Jesus, we love you this morning with all that's within our hearts, Lord. And Lord, oh, I must. Lord, would you come by our way this morning, Lord? Father, I believe you're already here. For Lord, you promised in your word, you said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'll be. So, Father, I believe you're already here. So, Father, as you're passing by this morning, may we just reach out and touch you. May we just reach out and grab a hold of you. Lord, you was on your way out of Jericho. Was on your way out. And blind Bartimaeus said, what's all that noise? He began to cry. Perhaps you didn't hear his cry, Lord, but you felt his heart. Because of that, the scripture said you stood still. God, may you stand still this morning. May you stand still this morning, Lord. And may our cry in our heart cause you to do that, Father. And may may it turn you around, Lord. And may you call our name and say, today, I must abide at your house. Today, I had need to go by way of West Palm Beach, Florida. There was somebody that needed the Holy Ghost. There was somebody that needed deliverance. There was somebody that needed healing. There was somebody that needed salvation. There was somebody that needed deliverance. There was somebody that needed a refilling. Lord, whatever our need is this morning, as you're passing by, Lord, hear our humble cry. And don't pass us by this morning, Lord. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. For Lord, I believe you want to abide at our house. You're saying, I must abide in the house. Grant it, Father. Grant it, Lord Jesus. That would cry out this morning and say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Don't pass me by, Lord. Hear my humble cry this morning, Lord. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's more to life than just going to church, hearing a few good songs, hearing a preacher preaching, getting out. Lord, I need you this morning in my life. Don't pass me by. Oh, let's sing it again as we stand. And I wanted there to be somebody here that maybe say, I need prayer. Maybe you'd like to come and stand. I'll be glad to pray with you, whatever. But don't let him pass you by. He said, I must abide at your house. I must abide at your place. I must abide in your house this morning. Oh, God, hear my humble cry.
Sweet relief, find
contrition, kneeling there in deep contrition. Help my unbelief, help my unbelief. Oh, we're crying, Savior.
Sing that first verse. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Oh, say now, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry, my humble cry. While on others thou art smiling, while all others thou art smiling. Do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Oh, we're singing, Savior, blessed
same Jesus told Zacchaeus that day he needed to go to his house. That same Jesus speaks to us today and says he wants to come to our house. And it's grace that he would want to come and be with us. Amen. There are many houses that he bypassed, but amen, us personally, he wants to dwell in us, live in us. And as Brother David has challenged us, you know what? When he comes, most times you got it's going to be on the inside, there's some objecting going on. You're not, sometimes we're just not ready for Jesus, right? We want to lay some things aside. We want to give it up, and we're not ready. Like you said, and he talked about Pharaoh and how he said, you know, I'll, you can, when you want to get rid of frogs, tomorrow I'll get rid. I mean, just let God know we want them done tomorrow. He wanted one more night with him, right? What is it that we want still in our lives? What is that tonight, today God wants us to get rid of, but, well, maybe next week, Lord. You know, maybe something in your closet that you shouldn't have. Some things that you shouldn't be wearing. Maybe those things God wants you to give up right now. Right? I appreciate that. It's a must. It's not a maybe. It's not a possibility. It's a must. It has to be done. Mandatory. Amen. God bless you, Brother David. We appreciate that. I remember some years ago when we started talking about Pharaoh, and I remember years ago, Brother Coleman, Brother Donnie's father, he preached a sermon years ago, One More Night with the Frogs. And he was bringing it from a different angle on how, you know, frogs are, I think, the only animal that actually is looking backwards. Amen. And where everybody else should be looking forward, the frog looks backwards. He's always looking back to where he came from. Right, so his father was preaching, saying, "See, we're trying to go back into denomination. We're trying to go back into the world, See, and so one more night with the frogs, you just keep hanging around people that want to go backwards, people that don't want to go forward. See, and those type of people, God is saying, you must let them go. Right? Sometimes family members will try to take you backward. Right? Here you're trying to go forward, but they're trying to bring you backward. You know where God brought you from. Don't let nobody. Amen. Paul say, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, things present, things to come, say no height nor depth, no other creature will be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. You got to have your own testimony, church. So I'm not going backwards, I'm going forward. From this day, I must go forward. Amen, amen. I just love the Lord. God bless you, Brother David. God richly bless you. We appreciate, amen, all that God just shared with our hearts, amen, on today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just bow, amen, and a word of prayer. We're prepared to let you go. We want to remember Brother and Sister Gatman in prayer as they make preparation to head back to Alabama. Amen. And also his precious daughter and son-in-law and the grandchildren as they head to Sarasota. Let's just remember them in prayer. Thank you all so much for coming and being in fellowship with us today. Let's just pray. Father God, we just are grateful for what we've heard here today. And God, don't let it just be another sermon that was spoke to our ears. May we recognize that grace was presented to us in the way that the Word of God came to us today. And Father, if there's anything in our lives, you totally disrupted Zacchaeus' life, but he was at a point, Lord, where he was ready to give up. He was ready to have his life, Lord, just rearranged by you. And God, I pray that we would come to a spot where we would allow our lives to be rearranged by the Holy Ghost. And whatever it is that you want from us, Lord, we'll give it to you. Lord, not fight you and struggle with you. And Lord, but just say, I yield. Lord, I just want you to be Lord. I want you to be master. I want you to be king. I want you to be savior. And God, I'm grateful that you would even choose a person like me. Just like you chose that woman at the well, you chose me, God. And I am so appreciative of that. So, Lord, help us all, amen, to come to a spot of complete and total surrender. That you might get all the glory. And that you might get all the honor out of the lives that we would live. We are the Zacchaeus, amen, of today. So help us, God, to come out of our sycamore trees. Amen. Sometimes we're in a spot where we're too low, Father, so you had to lift us up. But then we get to a spot where we're too high, so you have to call us down. So, Lord, amen, let us get to the place where you need us to be so you can speak to us and you can have fellowship with us. Bless, Lord, our precious Brother Gatman and Sister Gatman. We thank you for them coming by and just making us a part of their vacation time, Lord, and just the time they got a chance to spend with the grandkids and their son-in-law and daughter. Lord, we just pray that you bless them all as they prepare to go back to their respective homes. Give traveling mercy, oh God, and just watch over them, keep them until we're able to meet again, Father. We're just grateful for all that you did. Thank you for every person that sat within these gates. Amen. All those that were not able to be here, God, you know about Brother and Sister Burrs. Give them traveling mercies as they come back. But all, Lord, that were not able to be here today, we pray that you look upon them, and that you would touch them, and that you would encourage and strengthen every heart to keep pressing the battle. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Before I forget, Brother Doug Baker, he asked me to give greetings here to the church. And he was a minister that we met some years ago. We went out to Brother Perry Green's church and we ministered. Brother Smiley and myself, and Brother Steve Buckles, and Brother Doug, we took four services there. And we met him there. The Friday night service, and I preached the Saturday morning, and we got a chance to get reacquainted again. But over the holidays, he sent me a Happy Thanksgiving message, and it was, his name keeps popping up because I was over in Beckway just a few months ago, whatever, months ago, and when I was there, they said, yeah, there's a brother. brother from America came and preached over here in Beckway. Like, what was his name? I said, Brother Doug Baker. I said, oh my. So he just, me and him just preached together again. So his name keep popping up, and who knows, maybe at some point in time we'll make a trip out to Arizona and go fellowship with them, amen, once more. So we're grateful to have friends everywhere. Brother Gatman said something that I've been saying. And that's, if you want to create an atmosphere in your house, put on tapes. If you want to drive doubt out your house, put on tapes. Right? If you want to create an atmosphere of healing, deliverance, you got to put on the Word of God in your house. Put on the prophet's tape, amen. Put on a tape from church. Right? If you're blessed by a service, Sister Cobb will make a DVD or a CD for you. Just put on the tape. Keep that atmosphere in your home. See, revival starts in the home, church. It don't start when you get to church, but what are you doing at home throughout the week? That's where the revival takes place. So, I mean, I want to encourage you. I mean, get let the anointing just flow up through your house. And as you get anointed, then you come to church anointed. And my, it's unlimited what God can do. Hallelujah. How many just love the Lord? Amen. Praise God. So God bless you. Amen. The brothers will come. Amen. And they'll prepare to dismiss you on today. But as we go, let's just sing a chorus of this song. I want to give my best to you. Amen. Anybody want to give their best to the Lord? Is that your testimony? Amen. Let's sing with all of our hearts. I want to give.
I want to give my best to you. I want to do what you ask me to. I want to go wherever you say. Just say the word and I'll obey. I want to live a life that's real. I want to serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more.
Come on, so I give you more.
So I give you.
How you feel this morning?
Say more.
I give you more,
so I give you more.
Come on,
more.
Say
more.
Come on, say it again.
I wanna give, yeah. I wanna give my best to you, Lord. I wanna do what you ask me to. I wanna go. Say the word and I'll obey.
Come on.
I want to live a life that's real. And I want to serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more.
Come on, I give you more.
Say, I give you more.
Hallelujah.
More. More.
I give you more.
Deserving of more,
come on, say,
you deserving of more,
you deserving of more, come on,
you deserving of more,
come on,
you deserving of more,
you deserving of more,
you deserving of more,
come on,
you deserving of more,
all you've done for me, you deserve more,
you gave your life for me, so you deserve more.
Come on,
you deserving of more.
Nobody can do me like Jesus, you deserving of more. You made a way out of no way, you deserving of more. You woke me up this morning, you deserving of more.
Come on,
you deserving of more.
This morning,
I give you more.
Say, I give you more.
I give you more.
I give you more.
Say, I
give you more.
I give you more.
I wanna do. I wanna go. Just say the word, say the word. And my home, I wanna leave. I wanna serve you, Lord. I give you more, I give you more. More. Come on, say, so I give you more, so I give you more. 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 Somebody ought to worship him. Mean it with all of your heart. God, I give you more. I give you more. You deserve so much more. So I give you more. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. You can be seated. I want to tell you, young people, take that to heart, what Brother David said. Amen. You go to school, and when the devil's tempting you to be like everybody else, to not be a Christian, be like the world, and things of that nature, tell the devil, say, at any time, I can be just like them. But at no time can they be like me. Because God has chosen me. God has selected me. Amen. I'm one of his. It's good to belong to Jesus. Amen. God richly bless you. The brothers will come at this time.